Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord and welcome. This is Amazing Grace, Extraordinary Truth Ministries, and I'm your host, Elder Lydia Toba. It is so good to have you with me once again for this episode of A Year in the Word. Amen. We give glory and honor to the Lord this morning. Amen. He is great, and he is great all the time. He is always gracious and always true. He is always faithful. He is always one that we can rely on. He is always one that will never deceive us. He is always one that has no sin. He's always one who is in control of all things. He is always one that has all power in his hand, and nothing is too hard for him. Amen. Why not come to that kind of God each and every day and pour out? Amen. Pour out all the troubles of the day. Pour out those things that we don't understand. Pour out those things that trouble us, those things that weigh heavily on us. He is the lifter of our head. He is the Lord strong and mighty, and there is no other. There's no other name given under heaven whereby we must be saved except the name of Jesus. And he has all power in his hands. Amen. He loves us. Each and every one of us, no matter what we've done, what we've seen, what we've touched, who we've loved, he loves all of us the same. He is not a respecter of persons. There is not one that is greater than another in the eyes of God. All of us are loved exactly the same. And I give God glory today. Amen. I give him glory and I give him honor. I give him praise because he is worthy of every accolade that we can give. He is worthy of all our worship and all of our praise. He's worthy. There are times that we give those things to another and then we reap the consequences and wonder why. But when we give God all his due, when we give him the glory and give him the praise, we reap the consequences of that. Amen. He blesses us. He blesses us. He blesses us. He blesses us and blesses us again. He answers us and answers us again. Amen. He gives us solutions after solution and after solution. And yes, he does rain on the just as well as the unjust. Amen. But the just have glory to God and inheritance that the unjust do not have. Amen. In that no weapon that is formed against us can ever prosper. Amen. No weapon that is formed can prosper against us. And every tongue that rises up against us, he will condemn. Glory to God. He is our avenger. Glory to God. He's our hero. Amen. He is our God. We don't have to worry about taking vengeance on another. All we have to do is love. Love your neighbor as yourself. Love. Just love. Just simply love. And God will take care of the rest. He will take care of you. He knows exactly where you are, even if you feel invisible in this hour. God sees you. He is the God who sees. He is the God who knows. And he is the God who cares. Oh, he told us to cast all of our care upon him because he cares for us. Glory to God. And he does. He sees each of us right where we are today. He sees us whether we're in a high place, amen, on the mountaintop or in a low place in the valley. He sees right where we are. And he is the lifter of our heads on this morning. He's the one who will take us by our hand and lead us out of those places that we cannot find our way out ourselves. Sometimes we feel like we're in the midst of a labyrinth, in the midst of a maze, that we cannot find the way out. We keep circling around. We keep going in circles and we can't find the exit. We're just circling and circling and can't exit. But Jesus knows the way because he is the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by him. Amen. Don't be deceived. Don't be bamboozled. Don't be tricked. Glory to God. Don't be hoodwinked. Don't allow the enemy, amen, to show you another as if you were Christ, because he is not. Only Jesus. Only Jesus saves. Only Jesus brings life. There is a way that seems right to a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. And the devil will trick many.
amen, and come forth as an angel of light, but there is no light in him. There's no light in him. Amen. And the word lets us know to know them by their fruits. So that one that is posing as an angel of light, eventually you will be able to see that there is nothing in him but darkness. There's no light. Glory to God. Program. In this broadcast, in this ministry, we bring you light, the light of Jesus Christ. He is Lord. He is Savior. He is our deliverer. He's the one that came through 40 and two generations and brought us salvation. Glory to God. All of our sin was worthy of death. All of it. All of us have sinned, and it is worthy of death. Our righteousness is as filthy rags in the presence of God. But Jesus came that we might have life. So when we allow him to come on the inside of us, when we allow the Holy Ghost in and we begin to speak in tongues as the Spirit of God gives utterance and he cleanses our life, the righteousness of Christ is then in us. Glory to God. And we give him glory and we give him honor. We give him praise because he is Lord and it is him. It is him. It is him. Glory to God. We just thank the Lord today. Amen. We are coming today. Glory to God. Welcome to A Year in the Word. Amen. And we're coming from 1 John chapters 1 through 3 today from the New King James Version of the Word of God. Let's say a short prayer before the Lord as we go into his presence. Amen. Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, we give you glory. Oh, God, we give you glory. We give you glory, oh, God, and we give you praise. We thank you, Lord. Oh, Lord, for all that you have done, we thank you, Lord, because you can never fail. There's no failure in you, no failure, and nothing is too hard for you, no matter what it looks like before our eyes, no matter how it feels under our feet, there is nothing that is too hard for you. Oh, Lord God, and we thank you, Lord God, as we come into your presence, we humble us, recognizing that you are all-seeing and all-knowing, and you have all power, and you are in control of everything, and we are in the palm of your hands, and we are waiting to see the salvation of God in our lives. Lord God, we give you honor. We praise you. We glorify your name because you are God. Hallelujah. You are God in our lives. You are God in our circumstance. You are God in our intellect. You are God in our understanding. Father, move right now. Lord, give us knowledge and give us understanding. Give us wisdom, Lord God, to move forward and not back. Give us wisdom, Lord God, not to circle around the same way that we've been circling, Lord God, but to walk forward. Lord God, not looking to the right nor to the left, but following you, following your lead, realizing that you know the way. Oh, Lord God, I just thank you, Lord, that you know the way. You know the way. You know the way. Even when we feel lost and we feel like we're in the midst of darkness and we feel like we can't see our way ourselves, you know the way. And you will lead us and guide us and show us and give us wisdom to walk the way of your path because you know the way. Oh, God, I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord God, that you know the way and you are the way, the truth, and the life. Lord God, touch each and every soul today. Touch, Lord God, in a very unique and a very special way. Lord God, each of us, Lord God, at the point of our need, touch, Lord God, heal and deliver. Lord, in the name of Jesus, move obstacles, Lord God, that we can't see our way through. Oh, Lord God, rebuke you, Satan, in the name of Jesus. God, rebuke every ancient evil that has come against our purpose, Lord God, and our destiny. Lord, let God arise and his enemies be scattered, for surely it is the enemy of God that has come against the God-given purpose in my life and in your life. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, move in us. Right now, give us understanding that we didn't have yesterday, wisdom that we didn't have yesterday, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, revelation, Lord God, that we didn't understand yesterday, be it unto us, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Oh, Lord, we bless your name as we go forward in your word today. Lord God, touch us, heal us, deliver us, enlighten us. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, let us walk in the light. Oh, Lord God, that we might see and understand and do. Lord God, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen, amen, amen. We give glory and honor to the Lord today, amen, because he is God and there is no other. I thank him because he is my Lord and my Savior, amen. He is the God of my life, El Haya. He is the God of my praise, Elohi Tihalati. That is my God and my Savior, my Lord, my Keeper. Hallelujah. He is my strength. Glory to God in my provision. I give him glory and honor today. I give him glory and honor today. I give him glory and honor today. So many things that I do not understand, but God sees all. He understands all, and he knows the way. He knows the way. Even when we don't understand, he knows the way. He knows the way. Glory to God. Jesus knows the way. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I bless your name, Lord. Amen. We're reading from 1 John chapters 1 through 3 from the New King James Version of the Word of God. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon and our hands have handled concerning the word of life, the life was manifested, and we have seen and bear witness and declare to you that eternal life, which was with the Father and was manifested to us, that which we have seen and have and heard, we declare to you, that you also may have fellowship with us. And truly our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. And those things we write to you, that your joy may be full. This is the message which we have heard from him and declare to you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. My little children, these things I write to you so that you may not sin. And if anyone sins, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. And he himself is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the whole world. Now by this we know that we are, now by this we know that we know him, if we keep his commandments. He who says, I know him, and does not keep his commandments is a liar, and the truth is not in him. But whoever keeps his word, truly the love of God is perfected in him. By this we know that we are in him. He who says he abides in him, himself also to walk just as he walked. Brethren, I write no new commandment to you, but an old commandment which you have had from the beginning. The old commandment is the word which you heard from the beginning. Again, a new commandment I write to you, which thing is true in him and in you, because the darkness is passing away, and the true light is already shining. He who says he is in the light and hates his brother is in darkness until now. He who loves his brother abides in the light, and there is no cause for stumbling in him. But he who hates his brother is in darkness and walks in darkness and does not know where he is going, because the darkness has blinded his eyes. I write to you, little children, because your sins are forgiven you for his name's sake. I write to you, fathers, because you have known him who is from the beginning. I write to you, young men, because you have overcome the wicked one. I write to you, little children, because you have known the Father. I have written to you, fathers, because you have known him who is from the beginning. I have written to you, young men, because you are strong and the word of God abides in you, and you have overcome the wicked one. Do not love the world or the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world is passing away, and the lust of it. But he who does the will of God abides forever. Little children, it is the last hour, and as you have heard that the Antichrist is coming, even now many Antichrists have come, by which we know that it is the last hour. They went out from us, but they were not of us. For if they had been of us, they would have continued with us. But they went out that they might be made manifest, that none of them were of us. But you have an anointing from the Holy One, and you know all things. I have not written to you because you do not know the truth, but because you know it, and that no lie is of the truth. A liar, but he who denies that Jesus is the Christ, he is Antichrist, who denies the Father and the Son. Whoever denies the Son does not have the Father either. He who acknowledges the Son has the Father also. Therefore, let that abide in you, which you heard from the beginning. If what you heard from the beginning abides in you, you also will abide in the Son and in the Father. And this is the promise that he has promised us, eternal life. These things I have written to you concerning those who try to deceive you, but the anointing which you have received from him abides in you, and you do not need that anyone teach you, but as the same anointing teaches you concerning all things and is true and is not a lie, and just as it has taught you, you will abide in him. And now, little children, abide in him, that when he appears, he may have confidence and not be ashamed before him at his coming. If you know that he is righteous, you know that everyone who practices righteousness is born of him. Behold what manner of love the Father has bestowed on us, that we should be called the children of God. Therefore, the world does not know us because it did not know him. Beloved, now we are the children of God, and it has not yet been revealed what we shall be. But we know that when he is revealed, we shall be like him. For we shall see him as he is. And everyone who has this hope in him purifies himself, just as he is pure. Whoever commits sin also commits lawlessness, and sin is lawlessness. And you know that he was manifested to take away our sins, and in him there is no sin. Whoever abides in him does not sin. Whoever sins has neither seen him nor known him. Little children, let no one deceive you. He who practices righteousness is righteous, just as he is righteous. He who sins is of the devil, for the devil has sinned from the beginning. For this purpose, the Son of God has manifested that he might destroy the works of the devil. Whoever has been born of God does not sin, for his seed remains in him, and he cannot sin because he has been born of God. God and the children of the devil are manifest. Whoever does not practice righteousness is not of God, nor is he who does not love his brother. For this is the message that you heard from the beginning, that we should love one another, not as Cain, who was of the wicked one and murdered his brother. And why did he murder him? Because his works were evil and his brothers were righteous. Do not marvel, my brethren, if the world hates you. We know that we have passed from death to life because we love the brethren. He who does not love his brother abides in death. Whoever hates his brother is a murderer, and you know that no murderer has eternal life abiding in him. By this we know love, because he laid down his life for us, and we also ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. But whoever has this world's goods and sees his brothers in need and shuts up his heart from him, how does the love of God abide in him? My little children, let us not love in word or in tongue, but in deed and in truth. And by this we know that we are of the truth and shall assure our hearts before him. For if our love condemns us, God is greater than our heart and knows all things. Beloved, if our heart does not condemn us, we have confidence toward God. And whatever we ask, we receive from him, because we keep his commandments and do those things that are pleasing in his sight. And this is his commandment, that we should believe on the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another as he gave us commandment. Now he who keeps his commandments abide in him, and he in him. And by this we know that he abides in us, by the Spirit whom he has given us. I have read, and you have heard from 1 John chapters 1, 2, and 3 from the New King James Version of the Word of God. May the Lord add a blessing to the readers, hearers, and most of all, the doers of his word, and sanctify the truth in all of our hearts in the mighty name of Jesus. God bless you, God keep you, and God anoint you in Jesus' name. I hope you will continue to join me in this journey through a year in the Word. Amen.